Alright, the next movie review that I'm going to discuss right now, I picked it up off of Netflix, and it's called The Outpost. It's a 2020 film starring Scott Eastwood, Caleb Landry Jones, and Orlando Bloom, which I didn't recognize or know any of these actors. I recognize, of course, Scott Eastwood is Clint Eastwood's son, and I'm hoping that, you know, I already can tell he's already moving up in his stardom in Hollywood. And but it's not based on the back of his father, I don't think. Although he does share his father's decent looks, he's nothing like him. You know, he's not the same person, right? He's got his own personality. And then the character played by Orlando Bloom, I had no idea, because his head was completely shaved. And I had no idea that was Orlando Bloom. And that kind of blew me away, because I didn't realize it until after I had finished watching it. This film, I think it's a story that's been told in Hollywood a few times, is covering basically the whole film is building up to this battle that happens in Afghanistan over at one of the outposts that was in a precarious location. It was basically surrounded by mountains on all sides, and they were at the bottom in the little valley in between. And so the first half of the film was basically all building up to that point when there was just this massive battle against the Taliban. When I say the first half, this is a 2-hour long film, so the first hour moved rather slowly as it tried to do a little bit of the character building and introducing what the leadership was like and how often they rotated out and some of the promises they were making to the soldiers and then reneging on them and so on. All this culminated in the final battle, which was amazing. Very, very good. Now, the film had struggled to keep my attention in that first half. You know, I had started watching this a couple of weeks ago, and basically it didn't hold my interest. I fell asleep on it, and so I kept going back to it, and I think this is probably the third time I tried to finish the film. Anyway, I'm glad I finally finished watching it. The last battle was so amazing. It reminded me of the Saving Private Ryan scene where they were storming Normandy. There was just so much action, and it looked so realistic, and it felt like you were right in that battle. And here I am, I'm watching it on a 9.6 inch diagonal iPad screen, so it's certainly not the same when you're watching it. You're not in the movie theater where I would rather have seen it with digital Dolby surround sound and all of those conveniences. But having said that, I did have a nice set of headphones watching it, and it was amazing. Now, what had happened was they basically were being attacked on all fronts by what looked like hundreds, if not thousands, but probably hundreds of Taliban. And while at the same time, they're trying to fend them off in all directions, and they had been hindered by poor leadership and decision making in terms of their defenses were out of whack. Everything wasn't where it should have been. The generator was in an obvious place to hit. Things that should have been fortified weren't. And it made for a tougher battle. When they needed help, which was almost immediately, they were able to get the message out to, I guess, JSOC or whoever was the United States Air Intelligence, you know, the Air Force or whoever, the Navy that was nearby, to send them helicopters and more reinforcements. But their communications was getting knocked out during the battle. And so there was a few scenes where people were getting killed. And this is based on a true story. So U.S. soldiers were getting killed, shot, wounded, all kinds of things, you know, in war. Those are the types of things that happen. Up until a certain point, it was not hitting me emotionally at all. I was just like, okay, that guy died. Okay, this guy got shot. Oh, okay. And I think it was probably 75%, 80% through the film before, essentially when the battle was over, when I finally had that emotional impact that I was hoping that I would have. And it was when they finally got reinforcements and the new commander or whoever it was talks to the guy who was who'd just been through the whole battle, and he just starts crying and he says, "I'm sorry, I know this, it's not a pro, this isn't a good time, I'm sorry." And the new commander guy says, "This is exactly the right time. What you guys did was amazing." And so that kind of hit me. And then after that, from that point forward, there was still about 20, 25 minutes left. And I was, I won't say, you know, it just hit me. I was like, that was when the tears started flowing from that point forward. And then you realize that these were real people. This isn't some Hollywood story. It wasn't made up. And then as the credits were rolling, they were showing real life scenes from the real people. And some, at least one of the guys was, who was in the battle, was also was an actor in the movie, and to help give it authenticity. And I've read some people say this seemed fake, or that this isn't how soldiers talk and stuff like that. But when you're doing a movie, you have to improvise a lot of the dialogue, and it's not going to be exactly 100% what everyone actually said during that time. You kind of have to give a pass on that sort of stuff. But the fact is that this battle actually happened. I think what they said was 8 Americans were killed, like 29 were injured severely. They ended up winning the battle through hard fighting and great leadership, basically is what they said. And it was interesting. It was really good. Just that first half of it, though, was so slow that I nearly lost interest, and I almost wouldn't have finished the film. And I think the second half elevated it enough to put it to 4 stars. Great acting in terms of there was emotional scenes and crying and stuff like that. Just on the second half of the film, it was really, really good. So anyway, that's my review, 4 stars.